Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Are you eating on the microphone?
No, I'm not. Totally not. Okay. No. Well, the episode's live, so.
All right, everyone. Sentry's eating on the microphone. A good start to the episode.
Yep. And we lied to you guys. Doug is back for another one.
This is Doug 2.0. The old Doug is dead.
Yeah.
How are you, Sentry?
Good.
What's new?
Nothing.
Are you still eating?
No.
Sounds like it.
Not. to everybody out there, me and Doug did a little comic book reading club.
Are we just gonna jump right in? We're not gonna have a little talk, kind of ease our way in.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else to talk. I don't know what to talk about.
Have any news? How's your dog? Sentry got a dog.
Oh, yeah. Sentry dog. Yeah.
What?
That's his name.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's not. But, yeah. I couldn't get my, pro mic to work, so I'm using headphones right now, so...
A shame. They're not getting their money's worth.
Yeah.
How do I sound? Do I sound good?
Yeah. Are you using your mic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody who's listening, go check out Doug's YouTube channel. It's called Kelp. And maybe he'll start posting more if you do
Probably
that.
Probably not. I kind of gave up. I don't want to do it anymore.
Trust me, guys. You should go and subscribe and like and comment on
You should. It is called videos. Kelp. Yeah. One of them is funny. The other one is irritating.
Which one is funny?
The Alvin and the Death Monks one.
Oh. Well, just play more indie games, I guess.
Hey, I'm going to do an impression. Guess everybody try and guess who I am. Who am I?
I don't know.
Oof, that sounds terrible. Ooh-wee. Sorry, everyone listening with headphones.
Rest in peace. Okay.
Yep, that killed you.
So, basically,
you're not going to ask me how I'm doing?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did your job close down again?
It didn't, but I'm starting a new job. They're moving me, and I'm going to work at a donut shop, which is exciting.
Yeah. Okay, so before we talk about this, I was thinking so I'm getting a D&D handbook in a few days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try to learn how to DM.
All right.
Yeah. But I don't have anybody else to play with. I mean, Romy, if she was ever with you, she'd probably play for a little bit, but I don't know who else would do that.
We could do it. The only thing is you're gonna have to commit. That's a big time commitment.
Yeah, I know.
I think
be hard.
You can do it though.
Yeah. I don't know why. I already created my D&D character, but I'll probably change it when I get the handbook.
I mean, if you're gonna dungeon master, you're not necessarily a character.
But just being prepared. A gnome warlock.
What's their name?
I haven't decided. I haven't named. I'm probably gonna print out a PFD once I get my handbook.
A PFD?
Yeah, PDF. Sorry.
Picture for device.
Yes.
All right, Sentry. So why are we here today?
Because we did a comic book reading club.
Well, we're doing it. We haven't done it yet.
Well, yeah. Well, we've already read the comic.
Oh, were we supposed to read it?
You already told me you read it.
I thought we were reading through it on the podcast.
Oh.
Oh, geez. Just kidding. I read it.
I know. Oh, by the way, there is a volume 2 that just got released today of that comic. So
today?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I have the Marvel Comics app, so I keep up on every comic series.
I have the Marvel Comics app, so I keep on every comic book series.
Yes. Okay.
There's an echo. I think your mic is echoing.
I don't know how it would echo.
I was just kidding.
I hate echoes. Whenever I'm in like Xbox parties and people's mics echo, I just leave the party because I don't like it.
Picky. All right. So what'd you think of this? Comic book?
Well, I read a lot of X-Men comic books, and I like the art style. Like, the art style on the cover is really nice. I like that. That's probably one of my favorite things about the book is the art style. But the art style inside, like, the art style of the comic is, like, the same as the overall art style of the X-Men comics.
Oh, that's good to know. I haven't read any comics, and I thought I was going to hate it. Because it just didn't seem like my kind of thing. But I went in with an open mind, and you know what? I kind of liked it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool how they did. They just created, like, a group of X-Men that kind of, like, or like a detective group. And so, okay, so for anybody who doesn't know the story, I'll say. So, basically, I forgot his name. His name's like Polar Star.
Wait, which guy? Who?
The one at the beginning who senses his sister die.
Isn't his name Jean-Paul?
I have no. I don't know.
I think it's Jean-Paul.
Okay, so he senses his sister Aurora die, and he basically marches into the So for anybody who doesn't know, the X-Men live in harmony on this island called Krakoa, and they can basically reincarnate. They can basically reincarnate the dead mutants.
Is that a thing that's always happened?
What?
Like, I mean, my X-Men knowledge is only watching the movies, but
no. So it's just recently when all the mutants.
They just figured it out finally how to do it.
Yeah.
That's lucky.
So basically he marches into the resurrection place where they resurrect all the mutants.
Very entitled. I think he goes in there with a lot of Karen energy.
Yes. And there's like lines of hundreds and hundreds of people. And he just doesn't care at all. And he just said he just doesn't Karen at all. And he just says, my sister just died, resurrect her. And basically these people are saying, well, we can't do that because we don't know the cause of death and we don't know if she's actually dead. So,
investigate.
Yeah. So, basically he went to like a bar and like asked. So his sister went to a bar a week before she died. So he asked the bartender if she was there, and
well, before they go, they get a couple of detectives. I don't know who these people are.
No. When he went to the bar, this is where it like started out. Oh, here's Sentry Dog.
Hi, Sentry Dog.
Sitting right next to me.
My favorite thing, since I'm not a huge comic book person, is just reading the reactions and how they spell out the sounds that people make. Because there's this one panel. Where someone is grabbing someone else's leg and the person whose leg is being grabbed says, "Ah," and then the person who's grabbing the leg says, "Football." I like that.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so basically, let me explain this. So Polar Star goes to, this bar and he meets another mutant there named Polaris.
A mutant walks into a bar.
I'm pretty sure this is a mutant bar. I don't know, though. But a mutant there named Polaris talks to him and everything. And so what they decide to do is put together a group. Or she decided she was going to help him find the cause of death of Aurora and why she was actually dead. Or, I mean, if she was actually dead.
And then this big beefy man who is hiding Dakin. Under the table. What's his name?
Dakin.
Yeah.
That's Wolverine's son.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why they were really trying to make him a Wolverine knockoff.
Yeah.
Real aggressive man.
Yes. I really don't like him because he killed Wolverine in the comics like several times.
Spoilers! Whoa!
It's true.
Well, I guess they can get resurrected now, so who frickin' cares?
Yeah. So basically what happens is, yeah, they get together a group of, we're kind of actually spoiling this comic for them. So they get together a group of Prodigy, which his name is Prodigy. There's Gene Summers. There is Dakin Polaris.
Which one's Gene Summers? Is that
the one with the dog?
The dog that the dog that's name is Amazing Baby?
Yeah, yeah.
You should have named your dog Amazing Baby.
Yeah, I should have, actually. That would have been a good idea.
So I'm skipping through. Sorry, I'm just skipping through because I'm refamiliarizing myself with the comic because I read it probably a month ago when you wanted to do this first episode and then we kept postponing it anyway.
Actually, I asked to do it the beginning of this month.
Well, whatever. Well, we're still late for that.
Yeah.
A favorite part of mine is that little green child. Do you remember the little green child?
Oh, yeah.
Who's crying a bunch and then just turns and says, "I hate grandma." I like that little kid.
Yeah. And then, Gene Summers is a telepath and, she has telekinesis.
I thought Gene Summers was the lead singer of the band Kiss.
Okay. No. So Gene Summers is, Jean Grey and Cyclops is, actually. Gene Summers is Jean Grey, which is Phoenix, and Cyclops's daughter. So she has telepathic Gross. And telekinesis, telepathy and telekinesis. So she literally told the kid, "You're raising a psychopath or like a serial killer or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
And because she read his mind. But so you didn't let me finish naming the people in X Factor.
Army.
So there's Eye Boy, which is the kid with all the eyes.
Yeah, he's it's kind of confusing the name. His name is Eye Boy, but actually he has a bunch of eyes.
So yeah.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah. I don't know how I did that. But basically each eye has like a different power, I guess. There's Prodigy, there's Gene Summers, Polaris, Polar Star, Dakin, and I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Am I missing one? Yeah, I think that's it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But so basically, Polaris is the daughter of Magneto.
Oh, which one is that?
The one with the green hair.
Oh, okay.
And she can control metal, so.
And a cool pants.
Yeah. So basically what happens is after they find the cause of death of Aurora, they bring it to, like, the council of, like, Krakoa or something. I don't know. I forgot what it was called. And the council consists of Emma Frost, Professor X, Magneto, and some other people. They're like trying to the X Factor is trying to get there to be a group of mutants who do this kind of stuff, find the cause of death of mutants and if they're
the way that they do that is they have a television show where they have singers come on and sing for them and
where are you going with this?
The X Factor television show.
Oh.
With Simon Cowell. They have Simon Cowell on and they try and find the best singer and they try and make that singer a big career. One Direction actually came out of the X Factor. One Direction.
You're getting this mixed up.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'll Google that later.
Long story short, they Polaris won. Okay, this is going to spoil it. So, spoiler alert.
Maybe don't spoil it.
Um, So basically what...
Why are you going to spoil it?
So they make...
Why are you going to spoil it?
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it anymore. So they make this thing basically that basically just keeps track of how many mutant missing cases there are and how many people have reported mutant missing cases. So, yeah. Well, my favorite part of the book... it was when, I mean, actually, it wasn't really action-packed. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really have a favorite part, honestly.
You didn't? No. I think I liked, well, I don't want to spoil it either. There's this part at the end that's very pretty, and I really, something is made, and it's very pretty. I also like, here, I'm going to spoil one panel. Sorry. So there's a bunch of cars in the water.
And oh, yeah. I like
this
that
one
more.
This one panel says, shush, shush,
shush. Yeah, sorry. I like that. I like the part when they lifted all the cars out of the water. And when they were like busting the dude who killed Aurora. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what? Spoiler. Wait, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it did. No, nobody killed Aurora, but she died. Okay. Who was your favorite character in the book? Or in the comic book?
I liked the green hair. What's her name?
Polaris.
I really like her, and you don't like him, but I like the big, beefy, angry man.
Dakin, yeah. I really don't like him because he's mean. But I guess all mutants are technically like in harmony together now.
None of these people are friendly.
Eh,
I don't know. I feel like all of them. They work very well together.
Yeah, I would. I even though so one of the people that like you probably didn't see that was in it was I think he was actually in it, but I don't know. His name is Elixir. And did you see that like golden dude? He was like all gold. Did you see him?
What was he towards the end? Oh yeah,
he was like the group of the people who would reincarnate the mutants. He was in that group. Yeah. He was one, and the all purple dude too. He was pretty cool. I forgot his name, but he was pretty cool.
They're pretty cool. Jury's in. They're pretty cool. I think this is a good comic book. It's very satisfying because it started and I was like, all right, you have a group of detectives who all have friggin' superpowers. How do you make this story not super easy? And they do a good job of both using all of their superpowers, but also not making the mystery too easy.
Yeah, I guess also when Jean used like her telepathy time traveling ability where she like, she went back to the day when like that all happened with her telepathy. That was pretty cool.
It was cool.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
That's it. You should read it. And they're sponsoring us. They're giving us a lot of money.
No, they're not. They're not sponsoring us.
Why are you so adamant to say that they're not sponsoring us? Maybe they could.
No, that would be like really hard.
I don't know. Put it out there, you know?
Okay. Anyways, yeah, you guys should definitely read this comic. And, because it's pretty good. And stay tuned, because maybe next month we'll do a volume 2 of X-Factor. Maybe.
We'll see.
Just maybe.
Maybe Harry Styles will show up in that one.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll do a different comic, but, you know, yeah. So, anyways, that's it for this episode of Deltaverse.
Thanks for joining us on the X Factor.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, peace out and bye.
Peace out and bye.